Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're sitting down with Megan Mitchell. We're going to be talking about Price Cities International. It's coming up July 24th through the 27th this year. Megan, thank you again for taking the time to come sit down with us.
Thanks for having me. This is exciting.
The excitement's mutual because Price International Days, just one of those events you look forward to in the summer, you know, especially growing up in the area, even as a kid, I was always looking forward to these big city celebrations, and Price International Days, always just one of those high ticket items.
That's right. That's right. We've been doing this event for over 40 years now, and we're really trying to get back to its original roots and celebrating that cultural diversity and making it really feel like International Days Festival.
And then looking through the schedule of events, there's just so much going on for people to be excited about. And one thing that we were kind of talking about beforehand is you guys, you take in the feedback, any complaints, criticism that you receive, and you take them into consideration. You really deliver on what people kind of want. And it really shows, especially with things like all the different kids activities you have going on this year.
Absolutely. I mean, this event is for the community. It's an opportunity for businesses and organizations to come together, for vendors to sell their wares, entertainers to get their name out. So being for the community, we want to listen to the community. So we always welcome any feedback about these events to see how we can improve.
And then let's dive into some of these bigger events. And we were talking about a little bit beforehand, but there are some of these that you need to register for.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you want to register soon for a lot of the sports tournaments. Carbon County Rec Center is doing a lot of sports tournaments. We have the pickleball, USU Eastern Disc Golf. And then my personal bias favorite, of course, is the Grand Parade. You want to register for that pretty soon, too, because that's free to enter. And it just gives an opportunity for other businesses and organizations to have a really good time, put a float together, and come be in a grand parade, you know, just giving back. And family entries, oh my goodness, we want to see families put floats together and get out there too.
Now, if there are people who want to register for these events, where should they do that?
We have gotten super organized over the last few years. So you can go on to PriceCityUtah.com. It's just Price City's website. Jump on there to find all the details, not only about the tournaments, but all of the activities, the events, the entertainment. That's the best resource to go to for all of your information.
So you're going to want to visit www.PriceCityUtah.com. And then just looking at the entertainment options too, you guys have really something for everyone, something represented in so many different cultures like you talked about. Going back to that international feel for International Days, I mean, looking at it, you have groups like a Scandinavian dance group, folk fusion, and Andean folk music. It's just an option for everybody.
Absolutely. You're going to see a lot of entertainment that you haven't been able to see around here before, but also mixed in with a lot of our local favorites.
And then events like these, they require a lot of hands to put together. And so just who are some big sponsors for you guys this year helping put this on?
Of course. Price City, of course, is the primary sponsor. You know, they're supplying a good majority of the funds, the staff to make this happen. Everybody really looks forward to it. But we do still need additional help. You know, anytime we can take an additional financial sponsorship to make these events happen. You know, the drone light show is one that I'm really looking forward to, but that's a big event. It's going to be even bigger than it was last year, and International Days wouldn't be the same without some type of show like that. So Intermountain Electronics is the primary sponsor for the drone show. Price Auto Group is contributing as well, and Price City, all three of them going in on it to make this huge, spectacular show.
And just so much to be excited for with International Days, but unfortunately we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Oh goodness, just with the plethora of activities and entertainment that's going on, keep listening here to Castle Country Radio for all the updates, and be sure to jump on Price City's website as soon as you can.
Well, Megan, thank you again for taking the time to come sit down with us. We really appreciate it. Again, Price International Days coming up July 24th through the 27th. And to register for any events and for more information, you can visit www.PriceCityUtah.com. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM or 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.